Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today I want to talk about basically a statement. It's not an exact quote, so I'm going to say statement that I read in Tools of Titans, which I've mentioned before. It's a book by Tim Ferriss. It's kind of like a bunch of interviews all smooshed together into a giant book, so you get lots of information, different perspectives from different people. But this particular blog post, I think originally it started off as, but was article in the book, was actually by Tim himself. And he says something to the effect of he's had more success focusing on his strengths rather than trying to fix his weaknesses. And I think this is a super interesting way to look at life. And I think it's pretty accurate, again, for many of us as creators. We figure out eventually what is our thing, what we love to do, what we're driven to do. And that thing is what we should do, really. The idea of trying to fix things, like look at it and go, well, I should be doing this because that's what everybody else is doing, or I should be doing that, is generally counterproductive for an artist. This is not to say that we shouldn't look to improve ourselves, but the idea that because something is popular or something to that effect, because that's how this was framed, that you should be doing it, even to the detriment of the stuff that you're good at, right, is just, I think, a bad direction to go in for a lot of people. So what I want to take this, though, is even further. This is one of my major philosophies as a portrait photographer, is to make people look the way they look, kind of at their best, if you will, but also to make people feel good about the way they look. This is why, generally speaking, I'm not a big fan of massive retouching or changing of images once we've created them, tweaking, turning. I don't like when people ask me questions like, how do we make people look less this or more of that? Because the reality is that while, yes, society has certain beauty standards, if you want to call it that, and having worked in the fashion industry and such, I do understand these things. I still feel like you're going to get better results if you can take an image of somebody and make them look as like they look to you. That is, somebody won't look at the picture and be like, what happened to this picture? And they still feel good about it. Like, there's parts of their body that they don't love. They don't love that they're more petite. They don't love that they're a little heavy set. They don't like they have big hips or their hairs go falling out, or in my case, you know. But make images where we're not putting fake hair on the top of my head. What we're doing is we're shooting a portrait of me in a way that makes me look my best. Because there's certainly angles that I'm going to look better or worse in, right? And we all want to look at ourselves in the best light. The idea of hiding behind looking like somebody else or looking to a certain standard is not new. But the thing is, with digital processing, it's just so much easier. So it's easier for us as photographers to go, oh, okay, you want to look thinner would be a big one. Well, fine, I'll just go in Photoshop and make that. You want to look like you're taller? Fine, I'll make some adjustments to your body, proportions. And I'm not talking about getting a little bit lower with the camera, because that's always so obvious. I'm talking about things that we're really adjusting to make people look completely different. Now, just to clarify here, if we're talking about a model or an actor and we're going for a certain look for a certain thing, that's different. I'm talking about the person that comes to me and says, hey, I'm a portrait photographer and I shoot a lot of real people, helping people say that, and how do I make them look thin? Well, I mean, are they thin? you want people to look the way they look. Honestly, I actually feel like it's somewhat insulting if somebody were to be like, well, I'm going to do this thing to cover up your imperfections. It's like, who are you to judge my imperfections? I'm perfectly fine with the fact that my hair is getting thin, or I'm getting gray in my beard or whatever. And if I'm not okay with it, all you're doing is pushing down on this like mental stress I'm already feeling because of that. So the last thing I want to do as a photographer is to do that. What I want to do is make people feel great about themselves. I want to look at somebody and be like, wow, you've got great eyes, or you have great this. And I'm not making it up. I'm looking at them and seeing what I would notice as a person, because I am a person noticing them. What is it about them? Their smile, their eyes, the way they stand, the way they dress, their whatever, if they're in good physical condition, if they've got beautiful hair or whatever. We can focus on those things and the thing they don't like, the fact their nose is crooked, or they've got, one eye is bigger than the other, or whatever. I mean, who knows what it could be. Everybody has their own little quirks that they don't like about themselves. It's not for me to say, okay, we're going to remove those artificially to make you a better looking person. It's better for me to say, that's what makes you unique, and let's make an awesome picture. Even though you look a certain way, don't feel like you have to hide it. Let's make the picture that celebrates what you look like. Celebrate our subjects. Make them feel positive about it. And this is what I'm talking about with the weakness. You're going to have more success getting people to celebrate what is great about themselves, because we all like certain things about ourselves, right? Rather than trying to look at their weakness and focus on fixing it in every shot. Don't worry about that. Don't let them worry about that. Talk to people. Make them feel good. Make them look at that image when it pops off the camera and go, wow, I really love that. That really captures me. Not a month later when you've done a bunch of Photoshop and they're like, oh, I look like this model on the cover of the magazine in this picture, but I don't look that like that in life. And they might look at it and be like, that's awesome. I look like this model. But the undercurrent of that is, you don't look good the way you are, so I'm changing you. And this is just something I do not agree with. So get a little soapboxy here, but I just thought that was kind of that statement, even though it wasn't exactly about that, really caught me. It caught me because we often try to tell people, fix this, fix this, fix this, instead of accepting people for who they are, looking at what's great about them, and then focusing on that. Let's bring people up. Let's make the best photos of people, focusing on their best attributes as they see them and as we see them, and not let's try to fix what doesn't need to be fixed. I'd love to know what you think. You can reach out to the show, daniel@dnphoto.com. All that information's in the show notes, including a link to the book I talked about. You can also find a link to my Discord server if you want to join up over there and join the conversation. There's also a link to my Patreon if you want to support the podcast. Another way to support the podcast, just share it around. Send this podcast to somebody you know that listens to podcasts, whether they're a creator or not, perhaps they'll find something interesting here. In any case, I'll talk to you soon.